弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
By the arrangement of God and through the voice of Pastor Hall, I am here before you this evening.
借由神的安排，还有侯传道的鼓励，我今天晚上站在你这里。
But it is always a blessing to be able to come to see, spend time in fellowship and worship with the brothers and sisters in Garden Grove.
每次能够来到这里和大家一起团契聚会领会，总是一个神的福气。
This evening's topic I share with you is God can soften the toughest heart.
今天晚上我想要和大家分享的题目是神能感化最刚硬的心。
Let us turn to our scripture reading, Acts chapter 16.
我们请大家翻开圣经《使徒行传》十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
And we will read.From verses 22 through 40.
我们从22节读到40节。
Please read.
第22节，众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打。23, 打了许多棍，便将他们下在监里，嘱咐禁足严谨看守。24, 禁足领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。25. 约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告，唱诗赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。26. 忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。27. 禁足一醒，看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。28. 保罗大声呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。29. 禁足叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢地伏伏在保罗希拉面前。30. 又领他们出来说，两位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？ 31. 他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。 32. 他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。 33. 当夜就在那时候，禁足把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。 34. 于是禁足领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐。 35. 到了天亮，官长打发差役来说，释放那两个人吧。 36. 禁足就把这话告诉保罗说，官长打发人来叫释放你们，如今可以出监，平平安安的去吧。 37. 保罗却说，我们是罗马人，并没有定罪，他们就在众人面前打了我们，又把我们下在监里，现在要私下撵我们出去吗？这是不行的，叫他们自己来领我们出去吧。 38. 差役把这话回禀官长，官长听见他们是罗马人就害怕了。 39. 于是来劝他们，领他们出来，请他们离开那城。 40. 两人出了监，往吕底亚家里去，见了弟兄们，劝慰他们一番就走了。
This passage is perhaps one that we are all very familiar with.
这段经文可能大家都非常的熟悉。
I'd like to ask you a question.
那我想要在这里问你们一个问题。
I think, is there someone in your life, someone that you know, whether it's family or friends or co-workers, that has yet come to know Christ?
我想问你们一个问题，在你们的生命当中，或是家人，或是朋友，或是一起工作的同事，有人来信主吗？
And perhaps you've labeled them as a really tough case, someone with a really hardened heart.
可能你们把那些人就贴了一个标签，觉得他们是心里很刚硬的人。
Perhaps you've been discouraged.
或许你已经很沮丧了。
You think they'll never get saved. They'll never come to understand and know and love Jesus like I do.
可能你很沮丧的对自己说，这些人就是心里刚硬，他们绝对是不会信耶稣的，不会像我一样来信主。
Because their heart is too hardened.
因为他们的心就是太硬了。
Now, Paul and Silas were imprisoned for preaching the gospel.
保罗和希拉这个时候下在监牢，是因为他们传福音的关系。
They had delivered a slave girl from demonic possession.
他们在那个时候把一个使女释放从因为那个使女被鬼附着，他们把那个使女释放。
She had these so-called psychic abilities.
那个使女有所谓的好像是可以就是行邪术。
And we, of course, we know this was not from God.
但是我们当然知道说那个并不是从神来的。
And so her masters were, you know, they were making a lot of money from her.
那这个使女的主人，他们因为那个女孩子的关系赚了很多钱。
And so when she was set free from this demonic possession, they got angry.
所以这个使女在被保罗希拉释放从从这个魔鬼的权下释放出来的时候，他的主人非常的生气。
So they made up these false charges against Paul and Silas, and it resulted, really, it resulted in one of the greatest conversions, anywhere we can find in the Bible.
但是因为这样的原因，就我们在这里看到一个算是圣经里面是一个很不简单的信主的一个例子。
Now, some people think that when we become Christian, that all of our troubles will disappear.
有些人认为说，当我们信主之后，我们所有的问题都会得到解决。
And we know that this is absolutely wrong.
但是我们自己知道这是绝对错误的。
Because the Lord Jesus didn't come to save us from all of our troubles.
因为主耶稣基督并不是要来救我们脱离所有我们生活上的问题。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们可以翻开提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
第十二节，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
So Paul and Silas here in chapter 16, they are in trouble.
所以在使徒行传十六章这边，保罗和希拉他们遇到了很大的问题。
Not because they are operating outside of God's will.
但这并不是因为他们所做的是违背神的旨意。
Because they are in God's will.
而是他们所做的是正是是神的旨意。
They're in trouble not for doing the wrong thing, but for doing the right thing.
他们遇到这个大问题，并不是因为他们做错事，而是因为他们做了对的事。
But when we look carefully, we can see that there were three things that were done to these two evangelists.
那我们如果仔细读这一段经文，我们可以看到，在这两个传道人身上，发生了三件事情。
First, we see that they beat them.
第一个就是他们被打。
Verse 23. It says, when they laid many stripes on them.
他们被打了许多棍。
Now, many stripes. That's easy for us to just kind of read over quickly.
被打了许多棍，这对我们来说这样读过去很简单。
But what does this really mean?
但是这是什么意思？
What is the full impact of that?
什么叫做他们真的被打了许多棍？
You see, each Roman province had a group of what we would call policemen today.
在罗马区里面，用我们今天的话，就是他们每个区都有一个负责管理的警察。
And they were very brutal policemen.
那这些警察都非常的暴力。
They were the strong arm of the Roman government.
他们是罗马政府强而有力的膀臂。
And so each one of them carried a rod, just like some policemen carry a nightstick.
所以每一个警察都会带一个棍子，就像今天的警察好像带棍子。
If they were commanded to beat someone, they would beat them almost half to death.
那如果说他们被要教训人，要用棍子打人，他们会把那些人打得半死。
Leaving welts and bruises all over their bodies.
他们会把那些人打得全身都是淤青。
Next, in verse 24, says we see that they were cast into prison.
在第二十四节，我们看到说，他们又后来被下在内监里。
It says, having received such charge, he put them into the inner prison.
这边说，禁足领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里。
Now, we have to eliminate from our mind the images that we have of today's prison.
那我们要把我们脑海里面今天我们所印象里面的监牢那个图画拿掉。
You see, this was nothing at all like today's prisons.
因为这个内监并不是像我们今天所知道的监牢。
This basically was like a hole in the ground, or even a cave or a dungeon.
这个只是就像在地里的一个洞，或者是就是很深的一个牢房。
And it says that they were in the inner prison.
那这里又告诉我们说他们是在内监。
Which would be the deepest, darkest part.
内间就是那个最里面最黑暗的那个洞。
It would be very damp, very cold.
会又湿而且又冷。
In history books tell us that this kind of prison would be rat infested.
历史书上面告诉我们说，像这样子的监牢里面全部都是老鼠。
It's impossible to lie down and relax without the rats nibbling on your body.
在这种地方你不可能是坐下来或是躺下来休息，除非你愿意被老鼠咬。
First time I went to Dominican Republic.
我第一次去多明尼加的时候。
The first night I went to sleep in the minister's room.
那我第一晚到那里我睡在那个传道房里面。
There's no...Glass, there was no glass in the windows, no screen.
那个房间里面没有玻璃窗。
We had no electricity.
也没有电。
And all I had was a very hard bed, mosquito net.
那我有的只是一张很硬的床，还有一个蚊帐。
And so I laid down to get as comfortable as I could.
所以我就躺下来找一个最舒服的姿势。
And about...I don't know, 10, 15 minutes after I laid down, I felt something playing with my ear.
那大概在差不多10到15分钟之后，我躺下来之后，我觉得好像有东西在玩我的耳朵。
At first, I thought it was a cockroach, you know, gadzwa, right?
And then at first, 我一开始我以为是蟑螂。
Because there's a lot of them there too.
因为那边也是有很多蟑螂。
But then a few minutes after that, I felt something walking on my chest.
但是又过了几分钟之后，我感觉到有东西走在我的胸膛上。
That's not a cockroach.
那我就知道那绝对不是蟑螂。
So I took my flashlight and I saw there were three rats in the bed with me.
所以我就拿了我的手电筒一照，我发现跟我躺在床上的是三只老鼠。
And so I did what every tough military man would do.
所以我就做了一个任何一个很厉害的军人都会多做的事。
I don't care how big and strong you are, that's going to make you cringe. It's going to make you shiver.
不管你有多么的有男子汉气概，看到那三只老鼠都会让你发抖。
So all night long, I doze off and wake up and looking.
所以一整晚我都一直打瞌睡，之后又赶快惊醒，一直看。
Several nights I could not sleep.
有好几个晚上我都没有办法睡觉。
And so I can only imagine what it was like for them.
所以我只能用想象的保罗和希拉在那个时候的情况。
And so this dark dungeon would also have lice.
那这个内监里面也一定会有那个狮子、跳蚤、狮子。
No restrooms, no bathroom.
那也绝对不会有厕所。
Very little ventilation.
那个空气一定是很稀薄。
And it would have been very crowded.
那也会很拥挤。
And you could probably all night, all day, all night hear the sounds of moaning and groaning of the other prisoners.
那整晚你一定也是会听到别的被关在监牢里面的人哀嚎的声音。
And then verse 24 says that they fastened their feet in stocks.
在第二十四节这边也告诉我们说，他们两脚被上了木钩。
Now the stocks were intended for one purpose, that was to induce pain.
木钩的一个目的就是要让他们痛。
They would spread the prisoners' legs as far apart as they could until the hips were almost out of joint.
他们会把被关在监牢里面的人的脚拉到很开，然后拉很开。
And then their legs would be locked in that position.
会拉到 跟一样的宽度，然后就把他们锁上。
During the Vietnam War, many of our prisoners went through that same type of treatment.
在越南战争的时候，我们有很多的很多被关到监牢里面的人，就是遇到这样的情形。
They described the pain as so excruciating that they would try to throw their heads against the wall, try to kill themselves.
那些遇到这样情况的人，他们之后都说，那个痛真的是无法忍受。到他们真的很想用头撞墙把自己给杀了。
The leg cramps would be so hard for them to endure.
因为他们的脚会痛到没有办法忍受。
If you've ever had a leg cramp, you can imagine what that was like.
如果你曾经有过脚那样子的痛。
But at least we can get up and we can walk it off and stretch it. But they couldn't do that.
脚麻。假设你曾经有脚麻到那样子的话，你会试着要站起来走一走，可是被上了木狗的人没有办法。
So by this point, they have their backs are raw, they're bloody, they're bruised.
所以在这个时候，他们两个人的背都是全部淤青，又被打肿胀。
And they're undergoing this painful punishment in this terrible, terrible prison.
然后他们又遇到这样子的惩罚，被关在这么糟糕的一个监牢里面。
All because they were preaching the word of God.
那这些都只是因为他们在传神的福音。
So let's get very practical about this.
所以让我们很实际的看这件事情。
When was the last time that you were actually suffered for your faith?
你什么时候为了自己的信仰而受到逼迫？
We know what's going on in the Middle East with ISIS, the Muslims torturing and killing innocent Christians.
我们知道在中东的地方，那个基督徒被受到伊斯兰教的人在杀基督徒，杀那些无辜的基督徒。
Because they refuse to renounce their faith.
那因为那些基督徒不愿意丢弃自己的信仰。
So in our own lives, what have we endured for God?
所以在我们自己的生命当中，我们为神忍受了什么？
So if this story does anything at all to us, it should challenge us.
所以如果这个故事对我们来说有任何的意义，就是这个故事要挑战我们。
It should challenge us to get really serious about our faith.
这个故事要挑战我们，对我们自己的信仰要认真。
You know, it's amazing what, you know, because in America, let's face it, we are spoiled American Christians.
因为在美国，我们老实说真的是很过得太幸福的基督徒。
We have a tendency to get upset about the most...trivial things.
我们很容易就被鸡毛蒜皮的事情弄得很烦。
You know, there's a humorous story about a man who was stranded on a deserted island in the Pacific.
有一个很幽默的故事，故事里面是说有一个人被困在太平洋上面的一个小岛。
He was on this island for many, many years.
那这个人在小岛上过了很多年。
And finally, one day, a boat comes.Sailing into view.
终于有一天有一条船到了那个小岛。
And so he's frantically waving at this the people on the boat to come rescue him.
那个船经过那个小岛，所以这个人就把他的手挥，一直挥，一直挥，要船上的人看到他。
So this boat sends a sailor in a smaller boat to come to the island to rescue him.
所以那个大船就送了一个人在一个小船上面去到那个小岛要救这个人。
And so he was so happy.
所以那个人好高兴。
But the sailor asked the man, he says, you have three huts there. He said, are there other people here?
然后那个水手看到了，他就问说，这个岛上面有三个小茅屋，岛上还有其他的人吗？
He said, no, it's just me.
然后那个人说，没有，就只有我而已。
He said, the first one, that's my house.
他就说那第一个小屋子，那是我的房子。
And the second one I built to be my church.
然后第二个小茅屋我盖的是教会。
He said, what about the other hut?
然后所以水手就问他说，那另外一个那个小茅屋勒？
He said, oh, that's the church I used to go to.
然后他就说，哦，那另外一个小茅屋是我曾经以前去过的教会。
I didn't like what the preacher was preaching.
那我不太喜欢那个传道所讲的道理。
You know, sometimes there's legitimate reasons for people to change churches.
有时候有些人换教会是因为真的有原因。
For example, to come out of a church that is not preaching the truth.
比利说他们离开一个教会，因为那个教会所传的并不是真理。
But there are also some people who change congregations every few years.
但是也有一些人，他们每几年就会换一个教会。
We had a situation in Tampa one time where the truth seeker came, and after a period of time, he wanted to be baptized.
我们在Tampa 那边有一个例子，就是有一个慕道者，他来了我们教会之后，他想要受洗。
And when he told his father that he wanted to be baptized in our church, his father told him, he said, "You know, you change churches as often as you change your socks."
那他告诉他爸爸说他想要受洗，可是他爸爸那时候跟他讲说，你一天到晚在换教会，就跟你换袜子一样的频繁。
But sometimes people change churches because, you know, they just can't get along with somebody.
有时候有些人换教会是因为他们在那一个教会和别人没有办法相处。
Someone says something to make them angry, or perhaps doesn't say hello to them, and then they stop going to this church and go to another church.
或许在他们原本那个教会，有些人让他们生气，或者是没有跟他们打招呼，他们就决定要去另外一个教会。
I've seen this in the TJC.
我在我们真耶稣教会里面也看到这样。
It's easier just to change location than to have to try to get along with someone.
因为换了一个地方比较简单，比要和别人和睦相处来的容易。
Sometimes like I said, it's always trivial things. It might be the food, it might be the culture, it might be language. People leave the church.
总是一些很小的事情，不管是吃的东西，或者是文化，或者是人。
You know, the New Testament is really filled with a lot of instruction on how to get along with others in the church.
在新约圣经里面，其实有很多地方都告诉我们说要如何和别人相处。
And the reason is because it's very important for all of us.
那这是因为我们和别人相处是很重要的一件事情。
But in reality, at times it is difficult.
但是实际上有时候要做到非常的难。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
让我们来翻开罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Verse 10.
第十节。
Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Verse 15.
十五节。
Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. 16.
十六。
Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Verse 18.
十八。
If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. So while we're busy fighting and arguing and having these disputes in church over small things,
所以当我们在为了小事情上面一直的争吵的时候，
we need to remember that there are Christians all over the world that are suffering and dying for Christ.
在这个时候我们要记得，在这个世界上别的地方有一些基督徒正在为了他们自己所信的这个道理受苦受逼迫。
So this suffering that Paul and Silas was going through should kind of help us move away from the pettiness that we sometimes get caught up in.
所以我们在这里看到保罗和希拉所受的这种苦的时候，这应该要帮助我们离开这种小事情上面的争吵。
So this was the persecution part of this story.
所以在我所讲到的这个部分是有关于他们受到逼迫的这个部分。
Now let's start talking about the praise.
那现在我们来看到他们的赞美。
Verse 25.
在第二十五节的地方。
It says, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
二十五节说到，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告，唱诗赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
You know, I've asked myself this question, what would I be doing if I was in that position at that time?
所以我问我自己这个问题，我问我自己说，如果是我在这样的环境当中，我会做什么？
Deep in that prison,
在内监里面，
legs in stocks,
我的两脚被木狗拴住，
after trying to serve God,
而且是因为我为了侍奉神之后而遇到的事。
You know, I hate to say this, but most likely I would be complaining.
我很讨厌这样子说，可是我觉得我很有可能会再抱怨神。
Perhaps a lot of us would.
或许很多我们很多人也都会抱怨神。
We say, Lord, can't you take care of us? We were your servants.
我们会跟神说，主，你为什么不照顾我们？我们是你的仆人。
So, Lord, if you're really there, why have you let us go to jail?
如果你真的是在的，为什么你会让我们下在监牢里面？
Is this what we get for doing the right thing?
我们做对的事情，这样子是我们所遇到的结果吗？
Probably complaining to each other.
我们可能就开始彼此互相的抱怨。
It's not that way here, is it?
但是在这里，我们并不是看到这样的情形。
They're not complaining.
他们没有在抱怨。
They're singing and praising God.
他们在唱诗赞美神。
It's almost like they're having this hymnal evangelical service.
也有一点像，他们好像是在诗歌布道会。
Verse 25, the first three words.
第二十五节开头的时候，
we see when this takes place.
我们看到这个事情是什么时候发生的。
But at midnight.
这个是约在半夜的时候。
Now, midnight represents the darkest part of the night.
所以半夜也是代表最黑暗的时候。
When the situation is the bleakest, when the situation is the blackest.
当我们的情况是处于最黑暗的当中。
Have you ever had that kind of midnight hour in your life?
你曾经有过那种深夜黑暗在你生命当中吗？
When you are at the end of your rope.
当你是完全没有办法的时候，
Do you have a song in your heart at that moment?
在那个时候，你心中有一首歌吗？
You know, I've been on both sides of the street in that issue.
我自己是在这样的情况，两边都有处过。
You know, anyone can sing when the sun is shining brightly.
任何人要赞美神的时候，如果是非常顺利的时候，要赞美神都简单。
When you're on the mountaintop,
当你是在高山上的时候。
But when the problems begin to build up,
但是当你开始生命中有了一些问题。
In that midnight hour,
在半夜黑暗的时候。
That's when our faith becomes real.
当我们在那样子的情况下，我们的信仰才是真实的。
Let's turn to Psalm 42.
我们来翻开诗篇四十二篇。
Psalm 42,
诗篇四十二篇
verse 8,
第八节。
Psalm 42, verse 8,
诗篇四十二篇第八节。
The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. There is no better testimony that we can have than to have a song.In the midnight hour of our life.
在我们生命当中最美好的见证就是在黑夜的时候我们还能够歌颂神。
When we go back to Acts 16, we see the last part of verse 25.
我们回到使徒行传16章看25节的后半段。
It says, and the prisoners were listening to them.
这边说众囚犯也侧耳而听。
It's like the Holy Spirit just inspired the writers to put that in there.
这一句话对我来说就是圣灵感动写这本书的人把这个描述写了进去。
Because the word heard or listening means that they were listening very attentively.
因为侧耳而听这个意思就是他们听得非常的仔细。
They were really paying attention to the words, to the music.
他们真的是很用心的在听这首诗，还有他唱的歌词。
And it made an impression on them.
而且这首诗也让他们有所感动。
Now, these prisoners who are locked up in there are probably, you know, the ones besides Paul and Silas, they're probably cursing God and complaining.
那这些囚犯跟保罗希拉一起在关在里面的人，这所有的囚犯除了保罗希拉以外，他们可能都是在咒诅神的。
Then they hear this singing.
但是当他们听到了这个赞美神的诗歌时候
，And later in the passage, we see that they all had a chance to escape, but they didn't do it.
之后我们读到这一段之后，他们大家都有机会逃走，可是却没有一个人逃走。
I heard a preacher one time testify about losing his father. His father passed away.
我有一次听到一位传道人在见证说他爸爸过世这件事情。
And all the pain that he went through, the loss of his father.
那所有他所经过的痛苦，因为他失去了他爸爸。
But at the cemetery, he saw the recent grave of a child.
但是他在但是他在墓园，他看到。
And he realized that would be one of the greatest pains that anyone could face.
他在那个时候发现这是人生能够经过最大的痛苦。
But as he was looking, he saw the inscription at the bottom.
但是他看到的时候，他看到那个墓碑上面有一行字。
He said, "How can we give up our little angel to anyone but you?"
他看到那行字上面说：“我们，我们除了把我们这位小天使给你以外，我们没有办法给任何人。”
So he realized his pain could be much worse.
他在那个时候，他发现他的痛苦是可以更深的。
When we put God into the equation,
当我们把神放在当我们把神放进这个城市里面的时候
，everything becomes all right.
所有的事情就都 OK 就是都可以了。
Because in any circumstance, we can know that He's a good God who makes no mistakes.
因为在任何的时候，我们都可以确认他是一位不会做错事情的神。
All things work together for good to those who love God.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
His grace will always be sufficient.
他的恩典总是够我们用。
And if we truly look for it, He will give us a song in the night.
当我们真的在寻找他的时候，他会给我们心里 一首诗。
Now we've talked about the persecution, we've talked about the praise.
我们提到受到逼迫，我们也提到他们如何赞美。
And now we will talk about the power.
那我们现在要看我们要谈到和这个。力量。
Verse 26.
在第二十六节。
Verse 26 says, "Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed." God must have heard their prayers and the singing, and just shook everything up.
在第。
It's okay. Take your time.
这边我们看到神一定是听到他们的唱诗，所以就神的力量就下来。在第二十六节说到，地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动，监门立刻全开。
Everyone there knew that it was God.
所有的人在这个时候都知道是神。
The prisoners, the jailer.
所有的囚犯还有禁卒。
And then we read that the jailer asked that most important question.
那我们看到这个时候敬族问了一个非常、很重要的问题。
What must I do to be saved?
他问说、我当怎样行才可以得救。
These are the seven most important words a person can speak.
这七个字是、非常、就是一个人能够所讲、最重要的一个问题。
Verse 31. So they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household.
第31节他们就说当信主耶稣你和你一家都必得救。
So the fact that the jailer is asking how to be saved tells us that Paul has already been witnessing to him.
所以、在这里我们看到禁足问这样的问题我们就知道说保罗已经、和他、做了见证。
I have a feeling that he didn't stop、preaching just because he was arrested.
我有一个感觉、保罗并没有停止传福音、就算他被关了之后他也没有、停止传。
And his, as his own blood dripped from his body, he most likely shared about the blood of Jesus Christ.
当他自己的血滴在地上的时候，他也很有可能的在那个时候见证主耶稣为、我们所流的血。
And as he received the beatings, he most likely shared about the beatings the Lord Jesus Christ received.
那当他在被棍打的时候，他也很有可能的就在那个时候和他们传讲主耶稣为我们所受的、鞭伤。
And as the gates of his cell is being locked, he most likely would talk about the gates of hell being unlocked.
那当、当他的、监门 被关起来的时候，他有很可能是、传讲说、地狱的门是怎么样、为我们、而关。
And then God began to work in power.
之后、神就开始、施展他的大能。
God broke the toughest heart.
神就感化了最刚硬的心。
And the jailer hits bottom. He is full of despair.
这个禁足就、整个倒在地上，因为他、他遇到了、很困难的一个问题。
Because he's thinking, I'm going to be executed.
因为他在想说他自己绝对会被砍头。
But then suddenly he hears Paul's voice and his heart rejoices.
但是在这个时候他突然听到保罗的声音，他就、心里面、有喜乐。
And then he realizes he was okay and God had done all of this for him to be saved.
他就突然的、意识到说他是可以的，因为神为了他、做了所有的这些事情。
Even today, the hardest of hearts get serious when they are flat on their back.
今天也是一样，就算是最刚硬的心，当他们俯伏在地的时候，也是不一样的。
And they have nowhere to look but up.
他们没有任何的方向可以去，只能往上看。
But we have to be careful we don't misinterpret verse 31.
那我们也要小心，我们不要把31节解释错误。
Paul was not simply saying that just believe in Jesus Christ and you're going to be you receive salvation.
保罗并不是只是说你就信主耶稣，你和你一家就得救了。
There was still something else that needed to be done.
除了这以外，还有一件事情需要做。
And in verse 32 through 34, we see, after. They spoke the word of the Lord to him and all who was in his house.
在32到34节的时候，我们看到他们、听到神的道理。
And in verse 33 says, He took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized.
在这边说，禁足把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。
And then after he brought them into his house, he sets food before them and he rejoiced. Having believed in God with all of his household.
后来禁足领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭。他和全家因为信了神，都很喜乐。
So the gospel was preached to this jailer and his household.
所以福音被传给这个禁足还有他的全家。
And he and all of his family were baptized.
他和他的全家都受了洗。
Many times we face debate with our friends or family or coworkers or other Christians and say, oh, we don't need to be baptized to be saved.
有时候我们可能会跟别的基督徒或是没有信主的人来谈道理，他们就说不需要受洗。
And they oftentimes will point out verse 31.
那他们常常都会翻到这一节三十一节。
But if we remember when Paul was blinded by the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们也要记得，当保罗被主耶稣的光照到瞎眼的时候。
Let's turn quickly to Acts 22 verse 16.
我们可以很快的翻到《使徒行传》二十二章。
Acts 22 verse 16.
使徒行传二十二章十六节。
And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord.
第十六节，现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。
Here, Ananias is speaking to Paul.
在这里，亚拿尼亚是对着保罗所说的话。
Paul had already been a believer for 3 days.
在这个时候，保罗已经信主了三天。
But he still had to be baptized to wash away his sins.
但是他在这个时候还是要起来受洗，洗去他的罪。
So Paul is not telling them just only to believe.
所以保罗并不是只是跟他们说你们信就好。
Immediately they are baptized.
他们立时就受了洗。
Paul tells them this because he himself had been told by Ananias, who was sent by God to be baptized.
那保罗也知道这件事情，因为他自己本身就是接受了亚拿尼亚所传的福音之后受洗。
Now the jailer was the one who had put those stripes on their back.
那这位禁卒就是那一位棍打他们的人。
Now he is washing them.
但是他现在开始洗他们的伤。
He is the one who deprived them of food.
那他也是那一位当初不给保罗希拉食物的人。
And now he is feeding them.
但是现在他开始喂他们。
So when we become true Christians,
所以当我们成了真正的基督徒的时候，
there should be a real change in our character.
在我们的人格里面就应该要有一个变化。
So we can learn through this incident that nobody is so hard-hearted that God cannot soften them and save them.
所以从这个经文当中，我们也可以看到说，没有一个人是有刚硬的心到神没有办法感化的地步。
We just need to maintain the song in our heart during those midnight hours.
我们只是需要在深夜黑暗的时候保持心里的那一首歌。
And keep singing and praying and praising when we are on the mountaintop or whether we are in the valley.
继续的唱诗赞美神，不管是我们是在顺境或是在逆境中。
And God will hear our prayers.
因为神会听我们的祷告。
And let's sing him.
我们来唱诗。
515
515首。